All right. Good evening. It is Tuesday, October 21st. It is officially 6:03 p.m., and I call to order the Art Advisory Board meeting tonight. Can I have a roll call, please?
Christine Dotze.
Eva Rathgaber.
Lynn Falk.
Michael White.
Okay, thank you. All right, if we could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, is there any public comment?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. All right, so moving on to approval of minutes, 25-2788, approve the September 9th, 2025 Art Advisory Board meeting minutes.
Do we have a quorum to do this?
Yeah, they said we have three. I let have them
okay.
Three.
I thought it.
Okay.
Okay.
No. I move to approve the minutes.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right. And NSK, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
There we go.
All right. Okay, thank you. All right, so some unfinished business, 25-2472, discussion and possible action regarding a rock sculpture project.
And I think that was that is Lynn's item.
Okay.
She looks excited.
You want me to pass that down?
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Now, does Matt get one too?
Yes.
Okay.
So, did you send this through email?
Not yet.
But okay.
You said to bring it, but I could send it through email too, as well.
Yes.
So, when I asked AI what this sculpture was, I put the actual definition of what AI came up with. So, it's called the Three Graces. It was built in 1958. It's a gold anodized aluminum fountain featuring three women frolicking in water, commissioned by the original owner, Sam Heron Jr., which, when I read that, meaning it was somewhere else, because the original owner of it, like, owned it. Anyway, it was originally designed to be a wayfinding piece for the park, originally, you know, and then now it's located at the intersection of Ortiz Boulevard and Highway 41. Historic landmark, although I don't know that you'd ever know that because it's not noted anywhere. So then I went there personally and took a lot of pictures and did some measurements. So if you go to page 2, what was interesting is, and literally when I was driving by, I can't see it. Like, where do you even see it here? It's so drive-by right now. It's not until you're actually upon it or about to turn in do you actually see it. And I think it's just because one, there's no light on it, and I was there probably around 4 in the afternoon. So some pictures are a little brighter than others, depending on where it was. But there's such thin figures without any, like, backdrop or solidness anywhere that it's just your eye goes right through it. And it's got this stone base that goes around the circumference of the very empty cavern.
Yeah.
And I'm showing different directions of how we're looking at things.
Could you tell how deep the wall is? How tall it was?
So
the wall there?
If you go to...
it's like page 4, you have some measurements.
Yeah. So... And this is a flower bed that extends out, but I think that is about a 3-foot cavern deep. And there, I'm showing the pump that's no longer working, and I have a sign there that says it is owned by the county, run by the county. There were 4 to 5 lights, and I don't know if they're working. One was half kind of crooked out of the ground. Its base had sort of shifted. So it really looks poor.
It looks even corroded from
it needs some TLC for sure. The concrete top, interestingly enough, which you would never know unless literally you are up next to it. So most people, because it's on a boulevard with busy roads on either side, no one really walks up to it to see that there are embedded shells in the top of the concrete.
Wow.
I see something, but it's hard to tell what that is.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was stones, and then when I looked closer, they were shells, seashells.
Wow.
So, again, just different, looking different places to show that, like on page 7, these are the two corners that flank it, so the north and south of it, where I thought maybe there can be some signage put, because there's no sign saying Mineral Springs, like a historic marker. There's no sign about the fountain. The really the biggest attention-getting item is the hotel sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
That's about it. Otherwise, you don't see much.
Mm.
So on page 8, then my recommendations were to reach out to the county to see if they can check the lights, make sure they're all working, and if not, fix them. Why isn't the pump working? You know, why isn't there water in the what I'm calling the cavern? And then who oversees the planting maintenance of the flower bed and the landscaping around this sculptural base? Because there is landscaping there too, but it's not very attractive. So then from a design enhancement, I feel like we need signage for the sculptures, signage saying, hey, warm Mineral Springs, and it would be a historic directional sign that's fairly big. It should be illuminated. And the only thing, seriously, I could think of, and now this is where obviously we need to have a discussion, but is to kind of create some sort of like tall stone columns that could be similar, made of stone, that are just to provide some more solidness. So maybe one is by each of the three figures, and they're the similar height, because all three women are at different heights. And then is there light that comes off of those, you know, onto the figures as well, or is it full of seashells? I don't know. I mean, I'm open to suggestions.
Well, that could be part of your project, right?
Right.
You guys...
I was trying to think, yeah, what can we do as a project?
Well, we would keep the existing stone that is around that, but
correct.
We can add.
That's what I'm thinking.
But in keeping with mid-century modern, because
good
that
point,
is
right,
what this whole...
And it's
thing
historic,
was,
so we might not be able to touch it.
Right.
You know,
because
it's
very cool when
register.
You see it like this. I do like the shells, too, that were embedded in that.
I just don't know how much you can touch a historic sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I don't know so much that we'd have to touch the sculpture.
Yeah.
But we could...
Oh. Is the sculpture by itself the historic piece, and the water
well
retention
be.
Bin is... Not.
I mean, it looks like.
Does the
maybe
water
even...
have a pump where there was a
there,
fountain,
yes,
like
yes.
A
that's
a spout
of water coming out?
So
yeah.
If there was light on there,
yeah.
Plus that water feature,
yeah,
plus
it's
this,
still
too.
I still think there's too much other vertical stuff all around. There's those all these.
Yes,
the street lights.
To answer your question, yes, the Three Graces Fountain is considered a historic landmark in Northport.
I think it's one of our coolest things, and you're right, nobody sees it.
We could even create around it maybe like these cool wavy things. I don't
mm-hmm.
know what to call that. But like
yes.
create a wave
right.
effect with
that,
you
I
know,
like
some,
that.
Maybe even adding like a sculpture type of
well,
design.
And you might be able to do it where the landscaping is.
Outside
mm-hmm.
of the whole fountain.
Right.
So do you, it sounds like we want to create a call to artists and ask maybe the artists to kind of give
oh.
you guys some options.
Oh, yeah.
That can provide you some options and
yeah,
you can pick the one you guys would
right.
decide upon.
Was it moved there or has it always been in that spot?
Well, that's what I'm...
It looks
because
like...
Because I feel like it should be somewhere better.
It looks like it's been mounted into the fountain.
Yeah.
Because it was designed to have water.
It was commissioned in 1958 and it was completed that same year. And the original intent of it was to guide travelers from 41 to the warm
okay.
Mineral Springs.
Okay.
And what was
and
the year
probably
again?
Nothing
so
else
always,
around there
at that time.
What was the year again?
1958.
Yeah.
The last time it was worked on and restored was 2019.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it needs some kind of retro-looking whatever to complement the look of the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
whether that be in landscaping or
right.
like your wave idea,
yeah.
something
mm-hmm.
that
or
would
even
be very...
Maybe some signs that kind of pivot
yes.
to bring in like the... I don't know, catch some light or
yes,
something.
Right.
I'm envisioning I should be an artist, but...
So, There's an article that just came out, well, didn't just came out, came out, I think it came out of maybe, let me see when it was, back in 2019, that asks for, Sarasota County is in seeking, is seeking a contractor to repair the
fountain. 6 years ago already?
Mm-hmm. They've been, so they've
and
been
then
looking.
COVID happened, and then Hurricane
so
Ian.
We
may
need to get it back on their radar again, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, we need some investment
clearly
into
on
this
the back
beautiful
burner, I guess,
sculpture.
But,
yeah.
But, I mean, it looks like the sculpture has been mounted into the fountain. It looks like,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
I can see where we're not going to touch
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
Or if there is refurbishing, I mean, you'd have to get a special artist to do that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
If you look on the bottom of page 6, you can see a lot of the stuff that's around it. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have a do not enter sign, you have the street sign, you have a one-way sign, you have the telephone poles.
Oh, there's so much.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
and even the asphalt around the whole area just is the whole place is in need of repair.
It's just lost in
it is
messiness.
It's so sad because it is beautiful up close.
Is there any way that I guess I can't remove like power lines and stoplights and but there's got to be some way to enhance that whole
I know
section there.
The whole.
I think in these kind of situations, and I'm just speaking from my own personal, lighting is a huge factor.
Yes.
That can really take something that's dull and drab and really kind of,
yes,
for lack of a better term, shine a light on it and
right.
really make it
I
appear
agree.
More modern,
mm-hmm.
but still keeping with the mid-century because we're not touching the actual core
right.
of it.
I think we need a lighting expert to
yes.
come in too because
absolutely.
They could make this thing really shine,
yeah.
really pop,
you
yeah.
know, and maybe not even need power if we had solar. I don't know how good solar is for something like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I mean,
but.
I envision the light working with the actual movement
mm-hmm.
of the water. So
yes.
as
yes.
light, as the water
yes.
sprays, you've got the lighting
yes.
going.
So
they work together.
Like all the artists that I gave you guys, part of it is a project brief. Where in this project brief, you would explain what you're looking for.
Okay.
And you can say, we're looking for someone who is familiar with lighting. They don't have to be an expert because you primarily want someone to repair it. That's the first thing,
mm-hmm.
right? If the county's not going to do it or just decides to say, hey, you guys fix it. But provide a way to, because it sounds like you want to shore it up to make it a little bit more sturdy and stabilized?
Well, no. I would say visually we have to store it up so it's not a drive-by. It just disappears right now. And
gotcha.
To your point, light will certainly help.
Yeah.
I don't know if how old these lights are. They almost look like metal halide lights. They might even not even be LEDs. Because I do a lot of lighting in my work. So, and I was thinking the light, to your point, if it comes up from
mm-hmm.
the base of the cavern in
mm-hmm.
through
yeah.
the water
that's
and also goes all the way up to the figures because
yeah.
when you're taking, if it is a metal halide, you're throwing light all into the universe, it,
right.
not just the figures.
Right, sure,
so
sure.
there's a lot of wasted light.
Wasted
it's
light,
not
correct.
Focused light.
Yes, yes, yes. I know exactly what you mean.
But that could be $10,000 right there to get
yeah.
lighting.
Yeah,
in.
I mean.
With lighting, and then we would need plumbing, right? And we
sure.
have to talk to a plumber.
And get water in. Yeah, I don't know where they're bringing water
from
the city.
I don't know what the issue is. If they just figured it was just easier to drain it for now and leave it, otherwise you'd have if it's not working right, you're going to have stagnant water.
Correct.
There.
What shape are the figures in? It says
nice.
Gold. So they're in pretty good shape
yeah.
still. Okay,
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, structurally, I mean, it looks like it's pretty
yeah.
good. Am I seeing, I'm looking at page 6, around the base part of the sculpture on the upper picture on page 6, is that rust on the actual sculpture?
Oh, on the bottom there?
Yeah, where it's rippled.
Oh.
Is that like
a
what is that supposed to be?
I think it's all anodized aluminum.
Okay.
And aluminum doesn't rust, right? I don't know unless it's just over the years
maybe.
With the sun and the sea salt.
Course.
Yeah. It could be. Yeah, I think it looked so natural, like it was maybe naturally rusted. I mean, definitely there's patina that has aged over time.
So in this pool or the cavern that you're calling it,
mm-hmm.
are there actual lights in the base
no.
of that? There's
no
light.
Not that I could see.
Okay.
No.
So it was never really uplighted, basically.
Not, no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, again, if they'd even be able to do that, especially if it's a historic piece. Can they make those kind of changes?
That's the next question.
Yeah.
And so
maybe that should be the actual first question.
Yeah, what
and
can you do?
Then we,
because maybe that base piece is not that old. Maybe it's newer than the, you know what I mean? Like maybe that's just a way to hold it all up, and maybe it's not really historic.
Okay.
And
there was
maybe
no exterior lighting around it at all that I could see from any of these pictures. So no one ever thought to light it up, apparently.
Well, no, all these lights that are on, what is that, page?
I mean, I see the street lights.
On page 5, those are all lights that are facing up and around.
Oh,
so
I see what you're
added
saying.
Later, it looks
yeah, probably in 2019 when it was.
But are they actually lighting?
I
mean,
I don't think they are.
I've never seen it lit up, ever.
Yeah, I guess it's not working.
That whole little area right there is truly lost because you have that stretch between Lowe's all the way down to River Road.
Yeah.
And
you're looking straight ahead, except for the motel sign. I feel like
a lot
of people recognize that. That's really...
And that's in keeping with this, too. It's very mid-century modern looking. So that corner is cool if we could just build on that.
Well, and who takes care of signage for the city?
That would be Public Works.
Because there should be, I was even going to mention that, too. I think there should be some kind of sign on 41, you know, letting people know, like...
The gateway to the Mineral Springs.
Right.
That,
and this
you're
is
about
and
to
Three
approach.
Graces. I didn't know it was called Three Graces.
Me either. I think that... So this is where it gets hairy because it's a Sarasota County property.
Yeah.
So then the question becomes, is it Sarasota County that takes care of it or is it Northport that takes care of it? Either way, it's still a public works
So we just
thing,
need clarification on that.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah. Because it is, I think it's a real treasure for Northport to have that. I love it.
Possibility here to
so
really.
So just make a motion to have me look that up. So it's on the record.
Okay, I'll
She can't make a motion. You got to make it. Lynn, you got to do it.
Oh,
she can't do it.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that Michael reaches out to the county, Sarasota County, to determine what can be done to the sculpture and where their work or maintenance stops and Northport City starts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I second that motion.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like whose jurisdiction is
motion
it?
Carried.
Yeah.
That's nice pictures. Thank you.
Great job.
Yeah, really nice.
It was fun doing it because it needs help.
Potential is
I envision you like Erin Brockovich when she went to go look at the pond. Remember? And she like jumped in the. That's like.
Some people driving by were like, "What?" They didn't say anything to me, but I'm sure they were thinking, "What
is she doing?"
It's probably the first time they ever saw a statue. Like,
well, that could have been right. There was a movement there.
Like, there's actual statue here. Oh.
Yeah, it's just too bad it couldn't be over here, like someplace where we could really see it in like a nice little location in the circle or whatever. But
Well, I love asking artists for their ideas too.
Absolutely.
So I think that's the next step. So I think first step is getting the answer for you guys,
yep.
And then next step is we work on building this so we can send this out to the artist, and then you guys can get options, and you can have people come in, do presentations for you to provide you what they think it should be to enhance this.
Yeah.
But keeping in mind, it's a rock sculpture project because that's what the thrust of this whole thing is.
Right.
So kind of marrying those two ideas together.
And then I did, just on that, I'm starting, this is really way too small, I'm sorry, but I know I can't give it to everyone through email, so this is the start of this list of artists.
So you sent that email to us, but we can't access it because it's a Google Sheet, so if you can download it.
No, I did. I shared it with you too.
But we can't log into it, like we can't, because our browser is not connected to our...
Okay, so I should download it and then send it.
Yeah, send it as an attachment, yeah.
Okay, I can do that.
Oh, Englewood does have something here. Okay.
And I took Dan off the ghost person, as we decided last time he wasn't responding.
Yeah, he like reached out and never got a response back.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for that. Is there any other discussion about the rock sculpture project at this time? Okay. So moving on to 25-2136, discussion and possible action regarding the Garden of Five Senses sculpture.
So this one we wanted to, I sent you guys the attachments again to remind everybody what we're talking about here to keep this, to kind of keep this alive and keep this moving. But I'd like to work on, again, this call to artists to encourage another artist to come and present an idea based on some of the ideas that we had. Have you had a chance to speak to the guy, Don?
Well, the last meeting, I think I mentioned that I had emailed him, and I never got a response
back. Never
got
a response back. So I think, honestly,
I sent a very nice email, no response.
It's not my place to say, but I'm going to recommend that we just move ahead.
Yes. And I thought, since we already have Mike Halligan working on something, and this was his kind of field that he's in, he might be a possible artist involved here. Possible.
Okay.
But if there are others out there, I don't know who they are, but I at least have that person's name.
Okay.
25-2136. So it's maybe just reaching out to him.
Okay.
I don't have his information, or I don't. Maybe it would be better if you emailed him.
Mike Halligan?
Yeah.
Sure.
But
we have it on here.
Oh, we do?
Yep. Yeah, Mike Halligan's
on this
part of
it.
I know. I didn't realize when I printed it.
You want to get a magnifying glass.
And he's like, I know.
Third one down.
I got it. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so, if we can reach out to him, I think is see if he's interested. This, you know, I don't know how he feels. He might be ready to wrap up another project and do something else. I don't know. But... I'd like to reach out to him and see what is possible.
Okay. So we have the ability to, because it looks like you have art centers here as well, which can kind of help disseminate the information to get more eyes on it, to say, okay, hey, this is not just, you know, rather than one person, I guess is what I'm saying. Because while he may... this may be his forte, I don't want to wait any longer and delay it further because we're waiting on a response, because his response time has not been the greatest, to be honest and truthful.
Yes.
So,
I have to put deadlines in, maybe, say, you know, we really need to know.
Well, you don't
want to
scare him off either, right? Because that's the thing. It's a fine line you walk with artists, and it's like,
true.
I don't want to stress you out, but hey, we need an answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I almost feel like he's made this commitment to a previous project.
Right.
He wants to wrap that up, so I don't know if he would like to take on more.
But if we offer it just to everyone, including him,
he might jump on.
He might jump on it. You know, we don't know, but at least you've cast a wider net.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, if you guys want to give me a motion to build this, I'm going to try to build the project brief. I don't have anything else to go off of other than what Don previously submitted, but there's no explanation behind it. If you want to work on part of this explanation of what the pieces mean, what it has to have in it, that might help me build this, because this was your baby before I came on board. And I'll throw the budget part in. I can do this, fill all the rest of it out. But if you can help me with that, that
I
would
can
help
do that.
Me. Okay, perfect. But if you guys want to make a motion to have me create this call to artists for the... what is this called? For the
Garden of Five Senses.
Thank you, Garden of Five Senses Project. It's been a day.
Yeah, no.
Garden of Five Senses Project. And then work in conjunction with Eva. I can do that. But I need you guys to make that motion. Is that right?
So since he stated it, if you agree with what he said, you can just say so moved.
So moved.
Oh, yay. So moved. We don't have to try to repeat that.
Yay! Thank God. I didn't know you could do that. Thank God.
Yeah.
You learn something
new
every day.
Oh, what did he just say?
All right.
Okay. for that one.
Perfect.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. All right, so moving on to 25-2364, discussion and possible action regarding a ceiling tile project.
He's not here.
It's Michael.
It's Michael.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. So the same thing. I hope he's all right.
This is his second meeting he hasn't come to, so it's worrisome. Yeah.
He's all right.
Wonder if we should reach out to him.
Well, you guys, when you send an email out to everyone,
did he respond in any way?
They do that.
Did you hear anything from the Michael board member? He hasn't come back and said when you emailed the group saying.
I haven't had any contact with him.
Okay. Nothing back, like on an email, like I can't make it because.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe close to the limit.
Yeah, he's got two down, so he only has one more.
Yeah, this one's a special meeting, so it won't count against.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, good. So he only has one then, because he's only missed one, I think.
I'd have to double check.
I have no idea.
Okay. All right, so we really can't discuss that. We have no information.
That's his item, yeah.
Okay. All right. Do I need to make a motion for that to just move on, or just move on from that?
It's up to the board if you want to continue it to the next agenda.
Mm-hmm. I think so. We'll give it another shot. Hopefully he can be here for that.
Because
I can't talk about that project. It's his baby.
So you could, in that case, you would just make a motion to continue it to the next
meeting.
I'll make a motion to continue the conversation for the ceiling tile project at the next meeting.
A second.
Motion carried.
Okay, yep.
All right. New business, 25-2890, discussion and possible action regarding the 2026 Art Advisory Board meeting schedule.
Okay, so this is an annual report we provide to the commission every year. And some of you are new, some of you know of this. And it's something we start building now because it's the totality of everything we are working on. And also what we want to work on. So those are the basics of it. That's the kind of the meat and potatoes of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very complicated. It's very simple. I think I sent you guys attachments that of examples. Or the
schedule.
The schedule.
Yes.
I thought I attached it. Maybe didn't save. But she sent me the... We have one of three ways to do it. We can create a PowerPoint to then have to present to commission, or we just do a memo. I opt for the memo.
Yes.
I don't really want to go in front of commission if I don't have to. And then you just basically lay out, in 2025, we worked on this, and nothing has to be completed. They're not saying you have to complete it. They just want to get an idea of what it is you're working on, what it is that you'd like to do, and what kind of projects are you kind of thinking about for the upcoming 2026. So that's basically what...
We also need to know how much money we're working with.
That is the next thing. So that's what kind of how they determine, I'm assuming, is that how budget is...
Sorry, I'm lost. Are we on the schedule?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right now? Okay. Yeah, so the budget, that's how they'll...
That's how they determine what budget looks like, because...
Based on our projects?
Based on the projects, yeah. So they can kind of, we're going to carve this much out because we agree that we think that these projects would be amazing. So
I thought that budget was kind of almost set, like
it's kind of
set amount.
Yeah, for the most part. But if you don't use,
yeah, because we didn't use that much of it last year.
Not this year, no.
It's like $190,000 a year. Mm-hmm. But don't quote me on the exact, it's up there in that amount.
Yeah.
I just don't know off the top of my head what we've spent off the top of my head.
The carryover, or if you don't use it, you lose it.
Use it or lose it?
So we lost it. So we have a good little budget to do some of the things we'd like to do.
But nothing was done this year yet. So what is that? Just goes back into the...
Goes back into the budget for... Because we're already in fiscal 26, but...
Oh, because it's a 6 month. It's June. End of
Correct.
June is. Oh. So we're 3 months into.
Oh, so whatever. We still have time.
Yeah. Okay.
To spend money
I was thinking. Yeah. Okay.
this budget period.
So that's what they want to get from us as soon as possible. When I guess it happens in January, is when this is due by for quarter one. So
yes.
March.
Okay.
By the end of March.
Right. Yeah.
So by Q1, they want to know what is it that you're working on. What is it that you'd like to work on, and what do you anticipate? I didn't see costs as part of the required information.
Shouldn't we be putting something approximately? I mean, the 5 cents is good, and that you have that one already.
I had that one at 5,000, mm-hmm. and that's what that particular artist, you know,
right.
wanted to keep it in that, you know. But I don't know what another artist, the materials
and
they might use.
I think that's why they didn't want to put money in it.
So I might even be willing to go up a little bit more, like even to 10,000.
Yeah,
I would.
Get
you
the
know,
right person
the fountain
exactly.
that would be something
exactly.
probably even higher. So
I'm thinking that fountain.
Each project will vary, obviously,
yes.
because it will require different.
The fountain is going to cost something though,
like
between landscaping, lighting,
and 50 is yeah. where I'm thinking. But I don't know what the county would be willing to do too.
Which is why we want to include the money in this
so
presentation.
Sorry to interrupt, but we I want to make sure we stay on track with the agenda topics. So since we're just talking about the schedule. We do have a section later on about the annual report. So
wait a minute. Sorry.
Oh, what's on the bottom?
I got turned around. We're talking about the meeting schedule, not the presentation.
Oh.
I jumped to the presentation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm so sorry. That's why I did include the right into the attachment, but we jumped.
Just on the bottom.
My bad.
I see
supposed
it.
We talked about the schedule.
Okay.
And I'm talking about a presentation. Wow.
And we were looking at the rock sculpture project when it was really there's the Fountain of Youth sculpture. So are we combining those?
I think we should. I think the idea was going to
be
on
okay.
It's going to be part of it. So we can combine those. So I'll take that out then from going forward. Take it out and we're going to combine it. So we're taking out 25-24-72 and combining it with 25-29-47.
We call it Three Graces.
I would like to rename it
Three Graces Fountain.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I agree.
And then rename this one. Rename.
So the Fountain of Youth, we're skipping that
one. Well, we already discussed it.
Okay.
On the first item, so we can rename it to Three Graces. Got it. Okay, we'll do.
All right, so now we're on the schedule.
Matt, you're
going to
fire all of us, aren't you?
No. He wanted to punch me. He's like, what is Michael doing? I am so sorry.
That's why I was a little confused. I'm
like, what are we doing?
Okay, so we're back on the schedule part.
We're back on the schedule.
Okay.
All
right.
Oh, God. So basically, and this is something that they wanted to include on this on the agenda. This is new for me, so I want to make sure I'm saying the right thing. Hey, Matt.
Yes.
For the meeting schedule, are we just determining, are we keeping the second Tuesday of every month, or are we changing it, correct?
So there is a proposed schedule attached. The board just has to approve whether they approve that schedule or want to make any changes to it and then approve it.
And we don't have a handout for that one, do we?
It was included on the agenda.
I know, but I didn't.
I didn't print it.
When I printed the agenda out, it didn't have this last part. It's weird.
Let me pull it up.
So we want to keep it the second Tuesday of every month.
Is that how it is right now?
I'm going to pull it up right now.
Okay.
I mean, that's the way it's been for quite some time, for the last 3 years I've been on the board. But we did make an exception a couple of times because one time was Valentine's Day on that day, so we made some exceptions. We discussed it at a previous meeting, but
that still works for me. I mean,
second Tuesday, I mean, it's fine as long as it's like 6 because I work and we all work, so.
So the schedule basically looks like. Real fast.
Do you have it up? You could maybe pull it up on there if you have it on your laptop.
Oh, our special screen coming down. I was like, where is it again?
Mm-hmm.
stress it out. We need a, you know, just get practice on the texture.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Better?
Way better.
Okay. So it looks like if you guys can get your calendar out and just confirm the first, like, three, because it'll be the same each month. If the January 13th, February 10th, and March 10th, are those the second Tuesdays of the month?
Mm-hmm. They are.
Okay. Then I think that it's pretty much the same at this point. I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah, it is. It should be the second.
Yeah.
And then just if you can glance over those dates and just confirm that there's no conflicts, you guys all agree, then we have to make a motion for you guys. You guys would need to make a motion to approve the dates as presented.
I'll make that. Oh. What he just said.
Is there anything in December?
What did you say? Memo?
So,
no.
What was?
So moved.
Okay. So moved.
Okay. We'll get them.
That's funny.
And then you just need a second.
A second.
All right.
And then all in favor?
All in favor.
Okay.
Nice. Was there nothing in December?
There is. Oh,
there is. Okay. Yeah.
It's December 8th?
9th.
Yep.
9th. Okay. December 9th. It's the Tuesday. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant this December.
No,
sorry,
no, no.
Christine.
Yeah.
She's trying to trick you. I'm only kidding.
All right.
All right, we're good with that?
Yeah.
I think so. Second Tuesday.
All right.
So our November meeting would be the 11th, this next month.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It wasn't moved because this was a special meeting, you said?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so am I skipping over discussion 25-2947?
Correct.
I'm skipping that? Okay. All right. And all right, 25-2951, discussion of possible action regarding the draft 2025 annual report to the commission.
And that.
That's what you're talking
that's
about.
That's what I was talking about. I am so sorry to confuse everyone.
Those
but,
are the numbers.
But so to go back to that, let's discuss that really fast. That one is, hold on, let me pull it up. Just because I know. Here we go, I'm going to go my email. I filled out the template pretty much so you could see it, but I'll pull it up here so you can kind of see an example of what it
Thank
looks
you.
Like. Okay. Hey, Matt, can you grab that wire up a little bit behind you? Took what we had previously done the prior year as far as the layout and brought it over, and it basically says, pursuant to City Administrative Code Section 4.4 reports, all boards shall provide a verbal or written report to the City Commission, including the previous year's activities and goals for the upcoming year.
Okay.
And then a brief list of our 2025 accomplishments. We have 5 new members joined the board. We completed our annual sunshine training. Before you guys got here, we did complete the installation of the first floor canvas mural. And we also did, what she and I did before you guys got here, we did the community education center mural, which is outside of the building.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see those big, big flowers, and
mm-hmm.
that was awesome. And then we're going to just say the board ended 2025 with five members. Five members were newly appointed in 2025. Because you guys are pretty much new.
Who's our fifth one?
Well, I think it was Michael, Christine, Lynn, and the other guy that was here.
Who was on Parks and Commissions?
Oh, right, right. He was at another.
Yes.
And then there was a dark-haired lady here a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So what happened to them? They're gone?
He resigned. I don't know where. I think maybe she was just coming to see.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
She
was doing
a test or something.
Yeah. I might have a potential new member.
Okay, make sure have them email the clerk. So then the board goals of 2026, and you guys can revise this as much as you want, which is
mm-hmm.
why I sent it to you guys to look it over.
Mm-hmm.
But what I added was complete annual sunshine training, because it's every year, for 2026, discussion and possible action regarding reviewing potential projects that we want to recommend to commission, right? Discussion of the five senses, and these are things that we can discuss now of what we're going to present to them.
Okay.
The Fountain of Youth project, which we can rename to the Three Graces.
Mm-hmm.
The rock sculpture, which we're now going to merge into the two.
Mm-hmm.
The ARP sculpture at the Miyakahatchee River project completion. That's the Mike Halligan project that we've been talking about forever.
Mm-hmm.
The reorganization and discussion of the board's priorities for the next 5 years, because the previous person that was, or the previous members that were here, came up with one, but you guys are new, and you deserve to then reorganize and restructure it as you see fit.
Wow.
And address them as you want. And then also I included Mike Grunberg's ceiling tile project discussion and possible completion next year.
Okay.
So those are some things that we can talk about.
But we have until the end of the year to work on this.
We actually have until the end of March.
Oh,
okay.
Because we have the end of Q1.
That's true, right, okay.
So,
all right,
but
good.
I would like to have it kind of solidified in like end of January.
Oh, yeah, I think that
to give me a little time
mm-hmm.
to pull it all together.
It doesn't look good when you hand it in at the very last minute.
You know, just saying, just a little bit, you know. Just be a little stressed out.
Yeah, I think
I'm just saying. I don't need any more ulcers, okay. Okay. So that's pretty much what it looks like. It's not really complicated. It's not hard, but it's something that we do need to talk about and, you know, come up with some ideas.
Wasn't there another project we did? Wasn't there one where we painted the wall at the aquatic park?
Yes, but I think that was 2024.
Oh, okay, because I knew we did that one.
Yes, that was the end of 2024.
It came out nice.
Mm. That was when I just had come in. You guys had just
mm-hmm.
finished that. I
remember that one.
How do those projects go, murals and painting projects? Light up for that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, because
that
would be cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
You probably get something like that quick. Really
yeah, that's what I think. Versus sculpture is way harder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to identify where we want to put them.
And where.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. That's what I said.
Oh, my bad.
That's okay.
So at this time, is there any future agenda items to discuss?
I just think we need to put our thinking hats on about next year's projects and have that maybe come up with some ideas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna start looking around.
Yeah,
especially since we've got, you know, a new hospital coming.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There could be some nice something going on down there to add
something
to that
like
new
the
site.
Whole River Road thing with all the stuff that's going on along there.
Oh yeah.
You know,
that's
I feel like there's a lot of opportunities. You have the school. I don't want to add more to Welland because it seems like they already have a lot,
mm-hmm.
but it's something on this other side.
Right.
Yeah.
So do we want to bring that up at the next meeting to talk about?
Potential future projects.
Yeah,
yeah.
Potential.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should each bring two or three ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you guys send me should I just make the agenda item future projects, or can they send me the titles of what they want to discuss? And then I would just add that as an agenda item individually.
Either way, it should work.
Well, here's my question. Is there a way for us to know what some future bigger businesses might be, you
mm-hmm.
know, making this their home?
Oh.
For us to know, so maybe we could enhance that area, think about, get ideas as to what might make that area.
We could, I could reach out to economic development and see if they have anything in the books or like on the horizon.
That would be maybe helpful to know what future businesses might be coming here.
Think about the whole Myakka River is running around, you know, I mean, like, we don't have any enhancements to some of the features around here that are cool.
Okay, yeah.
If you guys want to make a motion to have me do that.
Sure.
To have me reach out to economic development.
What was the word we can say?
Hang on, I wrote.
So moved.
So moved.
So moved.
Oh, my God. I'm talking one thing, and that's it. That's all it's going to be.
Number two words.
We may need that one.
Repeated.
Just for clarity, so we get it.
Sure. So, a motion for you all to direct me to reach out to economic development to get a possible list of upcoming future businesses that are coming to the Northport, the city of Northport, excuse me.
So moved. Got out right on that.
I love it. Okay, got it.
All right.
You know, we have that whole business park right on Plato Blade. They put in all those big commercial-looking buildings. I mean, they're not bad-looking buildings, honestly, when you get off the freeway, but they're big there. But I feel like we should be enhancing that whole area with some
and
really
some of
cool
these buildings,
things.
Too, they are required, right, to put in a piece of art, whether it be in the building or on the exterior.
Or at least contribute money towards it.
I don't know that we have much say on what that
not typically, no.
is.
No. So I thought they contributed money if they didn't want to do the actual project towards a project.
And I'm not sure of that. That's
so, so we still, sorry to interrupt, but we do have that motion on the floor, so we just need, if you guys want.
Oh, someone has to second it, because I moved.
I second.
Okay, and then just have to vote.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's no, right. Keep us on track.
Keep us on track.
All right. Okay, any other discussion about that until next time?
I will have all that stuff. So I will, once I get information, I will send it to all of you. And then if you want to send me your titles of the projects that you're thinking of, I'll add them to the agenda. But I need it at least a week prior to the meeting because they need it a week prior. So I need it before that.
And what date do you need that by?
I need that before Julia, what's the date, the due date that you gave me for the agenda items for next month?
I believe the
11th,
November
11th,
is posting it on the
12th.
No, our meeting's the
11th. Oh, wait.
The
week before
the
11th. The 4th. Yes, the 4th. Yeah. So I have to get it to her by the 4th. So I would need it from you guys before the 4th so I can add it.
Okay, so
be sure to reply to everyone.
Please don't have to reply all. Jesus, get me in trouble.
So just want to be clear, you need, just email you.
The projects.
Project ideas or concepts.
Mm-hmm.
That would be enough. We don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Just things we're thinking of
For the future.
And I'll mark the agenda item with your name on it so that way we know it's your item. So everyone knows whose item that is that's going to be discussing it and presenting it for discussion.
Okay.
It's the 3rd that you have to send it to me by.
The 3rd. I am so sorry. The 3rd.
Okay, so it's November 3rd?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay, everybody got that? Okay, it is 6:52 p.m. on October 21st, Tuesday, and our Art Advisory Board is adjourned.